first patient, Tony, T-O-N-Y, Knowles, N-O-L-E-S, 10-10-70. Today is 5-5-8. Chief complaint, knee pain, left side, ankle pain, left side. I have all these lumps on my body, next number. And next number, this doctor was going to remove it, but he never changed it. Next number, history of fatty liver. Next number, swelling in the arm and leg and the knees. Next number, blood pressure is slightly elevated. Next number, no interest in having big time problem with sex. Our patient is a 52-year-old, married, three children, airplane mechanic, has done a lot of walking, a lot of carrying backpacks in the past, and he's got lots of DJD in his left ankle and left knee. He's having effusion in his left knee. He does drink alcohol, has had a history of gout in the past. That needs to be checked. His blood pressure is a little bit today, but his blood pressure has always been okay. He's got numerous lipomas in his right arm, chest wall, and all over his body. He was seeing Dr. Kreit, K-R-E-I-T, who wanted to remove them, but they made him the wrong appointment, and he lost 600 pounds and never had it done, period. Allergy, penicillin, COVID immunization, up to date, social, positive smoking, positive drinking, helicopter mechanic, married, two children. Let's see, family history, mom 68, diabetes, dad 67, heart disease, no history of colon cancer reported, medical problems negative, medications none, allergy, penicillin, surgery none. Let's see, he hasn't seen a doctor on a regular basis. His doctor passed away years ago, and he's been having a hard time finding a PCP. He's alert. He's awake. His weight's 261 pounds. He's gained a few pounds because of excessive drinking. 98%, 98.1, 16, 94 pulse, 155 over 92. Heart positive, one positive to lungs, few bronchitis. Abdomen is soft, but numerous lipomas noted over the abdominal wall, arm, right side, and left side, and legs. Lower extremity shows trace edema, neurological non-focal skin shows no rash but lipomas as was mentioned. Patient does have crepitus left ankle and does have effusion with decreased range of motion left knee. Number one, left ankle pain. Number two, left knee pain. Number three, x-ray of the ankle shows DJD. Number four, x-rays of the knee shows the bone spur. Next number, history of gouty arthritis. Next number is check uric acid. Next number is check inflammatory arthritis. Next panel. Next one has never had an MRI of the knee. Next one is treated with Decadron, 8 milligram now. Next one is Medrol dose pack. Next one is Toradol 60 now. Next one is Mobic 15 milligram. Next number, evaluate kidneys because of possible renal vascular hypertension. None was found. Next one is a Bellman ultrasound, shows a fatty liver. Next number is lower extremity, shows good blood flow. The pain is most likely DJD related, not related to blood flow. Next one is no DVT noted in the upper or lower extremity. Next one is carotid, shows calcification. It was done because of his history of vertigo, increased blood pressure. Next one is echocardiogram, which was done because of palpitations in the past, and tachycardia shows so good, no valvular disturbances, ejection fraction stable. Next one is treatment plan as above. Next one is come back in 1 week. Next one is we'll call patient with lab results, which includes testosterone in face of symptoms of hypogonadism. Next one is cannot rule out sleep apnea, but he's not interested in a workup at this time. We'll discuss that at a later date. Next one, we're finally discussed with patient at length before leaving my clinic. Thank you.